the mic, your two mics, one and two up, and the music down.
Hello, welcome dear listeners. My name is Sonia and I welcome to my show Monday's Life with Sonia García. On this show, I have the opportunity to have an incredibly guest musician. He is Gabriel González. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm very good. Loving the song.
This is you have the opportunity to be in Gokon Radio in Galway, in Ireland. It was a complete pleasure to spend time with you. So, he is originally from Spain, but he has lived in Galway the last 25 years, right?
Around 24 years, a long time.
Yeah. Can you tell me the process to being here?
I decided to move to Ireland about 24 years ago, just really to play music and meet more musicians and try to make a career out of music. I was playing music in Spain before that. I started playing music when I was a kid. And I was always really attracted to Ireland and traditional Irish music. And I knew that Galway and the west coast of Ireland was a really good place to meet more people. And some of the best musicians that I knew at the time actually come from the west of Ireland. So I decided one day to just take the decision and move here.
Do you think you have more opportunity playing music here than in Spain, Gabriel?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, definitely in a place like Galway, there is a lot more opportunities. There's so many musicians around. There's so many venues that have live music every day. So making a living out of playing music is definitely easier. There's a big support. Music is part of the culture, so you can pretty much listen to live music, go to live gigs every day of the week, anytime. And so if you're willing to put the work and play, you can definitely have a lot of work. In Spain it's harder. Like in Spain, it depends where you live. If you live in a bigger city, you might be able to play gigs more regularly, but in most cities during the week you won't be able to play a gig, you know. Could be weekends, and not every weekend, and not many venues have, you know, live music anymore, as you know, compared to a place like Galway has, I mean, I don't know how many gigs a day, different gigs you can go to, but definitely over 20, 25 different gigs daily, or 30 gigs from Monday to Sunday. So yeah, there's definitely more opportunities in Ireland, and also music is part of the culture, so it feels very welcoming for a musician. It's a very welcoming place.
Ay. Now, hablando en español, me da un poco de pena escuchar eso, pero bueno. A veces las cosas pasan por algo, y
sí,
concretamente en España es más difícil vivir de la música y del arte.
Es complicado, sí.
Que aquí en Irlanda, pero bueno.
Sí, también hay que tener en cuenta que la música en Irlanda, como decía, es parte de la identidad cultural de este país. Y es algo que se protege y es algo que se intenta potenciar muchísimo desde la educación, desde muchas escuelas de música, y la música forma parte del día a día de este país. Entonces se valora mucho y se valora desde el punto de vista de la identidad cultural. En España es más complicado porque la vida de músico es muy difícil. Es todavía algo que no se ve como un trabajo real. desde muchos puntos de vista, a no ser que te dediques, digamos, a la música académica o a la música clásica, o qué bueno que dentro de las estructuras laborales de la música clásica también hay dificultades, ¿no? Pero en el momento en que hablas de músicas del mundo, hablas de música popular, música tradicional, etcétera, es bastante más difícil.
¿Qué me vas a decir a mí que vivo en Sevilla? Sí. Que creo que es una de las ciudades pues más tradicional de España. Y me lo dicen mis amigos. O tienes que tocar para una banda musical de Semana Santa.
Sí.
O es que no puedes hacer nada. Olvídate del rock, olvídate de...
Es muy difícil, sí.
Es increíble.
Es muy difícil, sobre todo porque es complicado el poder vivir de ello. O sea, yo te digo el encontrar músicos con los que tocar o encontrar... Es difícil vivir de ello porque no hay sitios donde haya conciertos, en realidad. O sea, no hay bares, no hay salas de conciertos donde regularmente se programe música y esté bien pagado, lo suficiente como para poder poner el tiempo y el esfuerzo en una carrera que es bastante sacrificada de todas formas, pero no está lo suficientemente valorada en general por la sociedad.
Eso que estás diciendo me encanta, porque realmente si todo el público supiera el trabajo que hay detrás, ya no solo para preparar la radio, cualquier show que se haga en relación con la música, cualquier acontecimiento musical, es que es increíble. O hay una falta de valores, o no se valora, como bien has dicho, o no se paga bien.
Sí.
No
sí,
sé,
da
no
la
sé.
Sensación muchas veces de que la música es algo prescindible dentro de la escala de valores de lo que se puede considerar las cosas en las que invertir dinero. Pero en realidad yo creo que según vemos cómo las cosas evolucionan, cómo evoluciona nuestra sociedad y cómo evoluciona lo que nos rodea, todo lo que nos rodea en realidad cada vez es más artificial, y la experiencia que se tiene en un concierto y escuchando música en directo es algo muy difícil de sustituir. Entonces, de ahí yo creo que también la gente más joven está empezando realmente a disfrutar de esa autenticidad que te da la música en directo, comparado con todo lo que puedas consumir a través de una pantalla. La música en directo, la música tiene como naturaleza ese elemento que es que empieza y acaba, dura lo que dura, y lo único que te queda es un recuerdo, no hay nada más. Entonces, esa experiencia, que es una experiencia que se vive de manera comunal, tanto los músicos en el escenario como el público en una sala o en un festival, escuchando simultáneamente lo mismo y viviendo las mismas emociones a la vez, es algo que es muy difícil de sustituir. Y creo... Soy optimista, en realidad. Yo creo que la música se va a valorar, la música en directo se va a valorar cada vez más como experiencia de vida y como experiencia sincera de algo que se hace de manera comunal y se disfruta con gente a tu alrededor. En un momento en el que todo tiende a la individualidad, yo creo que es la música trae eso con la experiencia, ¿no? Y por eso soy optimista. Todavía está la cosa complicada para los músicos.
Bueno, poco a poco.
Pero bueno, ¿no? Poco a poco. Yo creo que esa necesidad de compartir momentos con la gente a nuestro alrededor cada vez es más importante, el poder experimentar cosas de ese tipo.
Step by step, ¿no?
Sí, step by step.
So, tell us how it all started for you musically.
I started when I was 7 years old, and I started studying classical music. I was playing cello for about 7 years when I was a kid, studying in the conservatory, and then after that I joined a jazz school in Madrid. I was playing guitar for a good while. But I come from a very musical family. My mother was a singer, my sister is a drummer, my parents both met in a choir, so music has always been a big thing at home. And my parents have always been really, really supportive with all my choices when it comes to, studying music and playing music and trying to follow this crazy lifestyle, So I was always surrounded by musicians growing up. I was always in festivals with my parents. My mom used to go on mini tours during the summer, so we spent a lot of time going from festival to festival, my sister and myself, with my parents. And so we got to see loads of bands, and we got to experience a lot of live music when we were growing up. And I think that stayed with us since. That's why we both wanted to play music, and that's what we've been doing so far. So it's something that, I remember. I will always remember with a lot of love and.
Wow. You are truly, truly, truly brave, Gabriel, because I'm sure it wasn't easy to come from so far away. You tell us a bit more about moving to Galway?
The one thing that happens when you move far from where you're from is that you have to be ready to feel lonely for a while. That's a big thing. That's a big part of it, because suddenly you're far away from, not only geographically from your country, but your culture is far, and weather is different. And you know yourself, we're sunny people. We're used to our lives happen outside. We grew up outside. Everything it happens around being outside with people, and suddenly you move somewhere where definitely the weather has an effect on the dynamics of the everyday life. Culturally, it's different. Language is different. Gastronomy is different.
And the weather. What's happening with the weather?
That's the thing. Loads of things are different, but at the same time, I think Ireland is so incredibly close culturally to Spain, more than people really think initially. I think within Europe we are definitely the closest, I think we are very, very close. The Irish and the Spanish, I think Irish are the Spanish of the north, and we get on really well. Mm-hmm. And Ireland is not only a beautiful place to live, but also it's a very welcoming country. People are very, very special. And I always felt like home. I even though I was far and the place was different, I always felt like home, mm-hmm. And that's why I never left. I you go through that initial period of, adjusting to everything, but then just feels like home. And if you're able to appreciate the beauty of everything around you, and which is, especially if you live in the west of Ireland, it's a lot. It's an amazing place to be. It's great.
I completely agree with you, because I saw a special connection. Everybody there are completely friendly here, so I completely agree. Well done, Gabriel.
Yeah, no, it's a good place to be. It's a good place to be.
So, you play a lot of instruments. Can you tell us which is your favorite?
That's a very hard question. Definitely, I'd say, wind instruments are definitely my favorite, but I love playing guitar. I play guitar. I study guitar for years, and I still play guitar regularly, professionally. But wind instruments is what I probably play. I use wind instruments to express myself musically. It's probably my favorite thing. Playing the flute, playing low whistle, playing, you know, pipes, any kind of flute, anything that, you know, makes a noise, I'll enjoy. I think they are my way to express myself musically. I love playing guitar. I love playing piano. Like, I love drumming. And I recently went back to playing cello again after years of you know, just kind of keeping it hidden. But now I kind of, I'm back playing cello. I use it in most of my productions and all the things I compose and I write, and all the music I release, there's always some cello in it that I find. I love the instrument, and I'm starting to feel more comfortable again playing it regularly. But yeah, definitely I'd say the flute will be my favorite instrument.
Menos mal. Menos mal, porque madre mía, estaba pensando, este hombre que viene desde tan lejos, encima cargado de instrumentos, menos mal que su preferido es fácil de llevar, ¿no?
Es bueno, es fácil, lo único que claro, ya no toco solo una flauta, toco como 20 y pico flautas que llevo en un maletón conmigo, vaya donde vaya.
Madre mía, es increíble. Sí. Además, tuve la oportunidad de verlo en directo porque es un músico de verdad. No os podéis ni imaginar. No os podéis ni imaginar, bueno, de verdad, increíble. Hace que todo el mundo se ponga a bailar, que saque lo mejor que tiene dentro. Bueno, myself including. I'm your club fans. Y digo club como en español, el club, no el club.
Sí, sí, sí.
El club de fans. Increíble, increíble lo que este hombre, este gran músico, bueno, puede llegar a crear en las personas.
Muchas gracias. Disfruto mucho tocando en directo, la verdad. Es lo que más me gusta. Sí.
So, how would you describe the main message with your music, Gabriel?
For me, after years of playing music live and recording and playing with different people and trying to be the best at what I do and obsessing about many things, I think now I'm in a moment where I want people to, for 2 hours, which is usually what I play, that's usually the duration of the gig, I want people to come to my world for 2 hours, just get them, try to take them to a special, let's say, you know, special place where they can forget about everything that goes on around them. And I just try to make them feel the way I feel when I play music, and the way music makes me feel, and the way certain melodies and certain songs and certain pieces of music make me feel. And I just want to connect with people and make them feel like that for an hour, you know, or for 2 hours, or as long as I'm playing, just take them with me for a while, you know. And so whenever the gig is over, they can kind of wake up, you know, and think what happened. That really is my goal, you know, just to try to show people how I feel when I play music and try to create like a communal feeling during that time. I think as I get older, I look at music more in a spiritual kind of way. So I think you can really create a special moment when you're playing. You can bring everyone to this different realm, you know, a different plane of reality for a while, and then we can all come back after, you know. But it's nice to be away from the world for a bit, you know. That is my goal. That's really what I want to do with music, you know. And just really be able to transmit and pass on all those feelings that I have when I'm playing and share that with people. I think music is all about sharing. So it takes time to come to terms with that, you know, and just to be calm and in peace with yourself so you can share as much as you can. And it's a journey that takes your whole life, but that's the journey I'm on anyway. So just gonna try to keep going that way, you know. I'm getting better at that if I can.
Let's talk about your amazing albums. Firstly, Waiting for the Tide, and secondly, The Road Across the Beach. I still don't know which of the two is better, because they are both fantastic, absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you.
What inspires you to make them?
Waiting for the Tide is it's an album that happens in 2020, actually. I was just before everything that happened, and all the lockdowns and COVID and all that, I was really, really busy. After years of work, I was able to get really, really good gigs, and I was looking into going traveling and going, you know, I had so many things planned. And then the world stopped, so everything changed very quick, and all the plans were cancelled, all the gigs were cancelled, everything was cancelled. And it was a weird time, it was a weird moment when you didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know if we were going to be able to play again, or when, or, you know, we didn't know if we were going to be able to, like, be in a room with more people. And in a normal concert for, you know, we just didn't know. And it was a very weird, a scary moment, I think, not for only for everyone, but for musicians in particular, because we were the last of the queue, you know. Because our work is based on performing for people in a place where we're all together. So it was like a moment of not knowing what was going to happen. So after the initial shock of thinking, well, my career might be over, which is, you know, it was pretty bad because it's what I love the most, you know. But I thought, well, I have a small recording studio, and I thought, you know, I'm just gonna record all the tunes and all the pieces of music that I've composed in the past few years. I'm gonna record all the instruments I can do myself anyway. So I did all the, obviously all the flutes, whistles, I did all the guitars, bouzouki, I recorded bass in some of the tracks, piano in some of the tracks. And then once I had all that done, I reached out to all the musicians that I've been playing with in the past few years that were all scattered all over the world at the time. And I sent them the tracks so they could add their instruments to it, you know. So at the end I had about 14 musicians who recorded, you know, different parts between, you know, fiddle, more piano, bass, accordion, mandolin, banjo, saxophone. I had, like, yeah, it was amazing. Like, it was so many of my really close friends who I always played with in other projects, they were all at home kind of feeling the same, you know, just not knowing what was going to happen. So I thought, you know, it'd be great to be in contact with them, send them music, so we can at least do something when this is all we can do, really. So I produced the album, recorded everything like that in the distance, and then got it mastered and released it on 2021 in December, after a year of work of, you know, mixing, producing, and all that. And I was really happy to being able to do it. You know, I was able to open my own record label at the time and start producing more music, you know. So after that, I've been composing music, I've been writing stuff, and I'm writing music for other people and all that. And then this year in April, I decided to release the Road to Cross Beach, which is a piece of music that is something I compose for a film. So I write music for film as well. But it's a piece that I really liked. So I reinvented the whole theme of the track, and I released it in April. Again, with, you know, some guests as well. And that's the first one of a series of tracks that are gonna be based on the roads that take you to different beaches in the west of Ireland. So the next one is going to be the road to Dogs Bay, which is another beautiful beach. So I'm obsessed with the sea. You know, like I really am obsessed with it. So I want to, I'm going to start to release different singles that talk about the beaches that I like in the west of Ireland. And I move around in a little camper, you know, so I spend a lot of time in by the sea. So I usually compose tunes in different places that I find special. And I'm, you know, that's kind of my project at the moment, you know, just try to express with music what all those places inspire in my music writing and do it that way. So that's where I'm from. That's where I am at the moment, you know, with music.
Fíjate que me ha dado una cosa pronunciar, ¿no? Porque es que tú sabes lo que nos pasa a los españoles.
Sí, sí. Sí.
Y ya te ríes porque
a
digo,
mí me pasa demasiado habitualmente.
Digo, ¿me habrá salido bien o no?
Sí.
Porque
sí, siempre queda la duda.
Una cosa que por lo que veo te inspira mucho este país, es
muchísimo,
increíble.
Sí, muchísimo, sí.
Y una cosa que me gustaría que escucharan los oyentes, por supuesto, es la relación que tienen con lo que es el dibujo de tu álbum, que es increíble.
Sí.
O sea, ¿eres tú también bueno en otra disciplina aparte de la música?
Me gusta mucho la fotografía, la pintura. También de toda mi vida ha sido algo que he hecho desde pequeño. Y la fotografía también me gusta, algo que me gusta mucho. Sí. Entonces, normalmente todo lo que suelo tener en mis releases está todo relacionado con lo plástico.
¿Dónde pueden encontrarte? Que ya casi no tenemos tiempo.
Pues estoy en Bandcamp, me pueden encontrar el álbum, Gabriel González, y luego después en Spotify, tengo la música, se puede escuchar en Spotify, Gabriel González, y luego en Instagram, Gabriel González Music, ahí tengo un montón de vídeos y un montón de material que se puede escuchar también.
Que quiero que los que viven en Galway vayan a visitarlo y puedan verlo en las redes sociales y en directo, que ahora nos va a decir dónde y cuándo. ¿Vale, Gabriel?
Sí. Pues bueno, podéis ver, toco prácticamente todas las noches en Galway en diferentes bandas, pero bueno, los martes por la noche a las 9:30 toco en el King's Head con una de mis bandas, y los jueves a las 9:30 toco en Montrose también con otra banda, y hay muchos bailarines, está muy bien, la verdad, bastante gente. Y luego después, otro concierto que está bastante bien, interesante, es en Rushing Dove, los domingos a las 12, toco con John Connelly, es una banda con la que llevo tocando como 11 años, una cosa así, y es la banda de John de... fusión de jazz con gypsy jazz, con rock, está bastante bien.
Por favor, y a ver lo que yo he tenido la oportunidad, y es increíble.
Sí, está, es bastante divertido, sí.
So, now, he wants to play something for us, because he's completely amazing. So, come on, Gabriel.
Okay, I'm going to just play a slow version of that tune that I was telling you about earlier, the Road to Cross Beach. And just do like a quick slow version of it. Oh,
increíble. Vamos, genial, genial.
Muchas gracias.
Muchísimas gracias a ti, Gabriel.
Gracias.
Y nada, si quieres decirnos algo más antes de irnos.
Pues nada, que invito a todo el mundo a que venga a Galway y que disfrute la música en Galway, que hay mucho que disfrutar. No solo en Galway, sino en toda la costa oeste de Irlanda. Así que la gente que no haya estado aquí todavía, que no se lo pierda porque merece la pena. Ya sea en invierno o en verano. Si viene ahora, mejor porque tiene más horas de luz, pero que no se lo pierdan, sí.
Además, increíble que tiene más horas de luz que España.
Sí, sí.
Eso me ha dejado a mí impresionada.
Sí, y luego muchas menos también. Es el problema.
Que a las 5 de la mañana ya se hace de día.
Sí.
Pero bueno.
Bueno.
Si quieres volver a tocarnos otra más para que...
Venga, toco algo más tradicional.
Más tradicional.
Antes de irnos.
Muchísimas gracias, de
verdad. Gracias a ti.
Unfortunately, we have no time, any more time today. So, I need to say goodbye. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego. Muchas gracias.
A ti, Gabriel, de verdad. Oh, ya estoy totalmente contenta.
Me alegro.
Imaginaros si lo veis en directo. O sea, sí. Lo que este,
verlo,
de verdad, lo que este hombre transmite es increíble, de verdad. Siente la música a tope. Además, él lo ha estado contando antes, viene de una familia musical, está viviendo en una ciudad que es totalmente musical.
Sí.
Que yo creo que gracias a eso, el tiempo que hablábamos antes,
sí.
No se hace tan malo, ¿no?
No, no se hace tan malo, no está tan mal.
Sí. Bueno, una cosa, ¿echas de menos la comida española?
Echo mucho de menos la comida española, sí.
Ay, sí.
Aunque cocino mucho, pero echo de menos... el irme a comer por ahí. Sí.
Sí, eso es lo que creo que llevamos peor los españoles.
Eso es lo que peor llevamos. El tiempo me da un poco igual, pero la comida no tanto.
Verdad. Bueno, en verdad tengo más preguntas, pero creo que no tenemos más tiempo.
La próxima vez.
Estoy tan a gusto aquí con él.
La próxima.
Bueno, sí. Pues nada, otra vez mil gracias, de verdad. Deciros que podéis seguirnos online, GoCom Radio. A las 2 en la hora irlandesa y a la 1, ay, al revés, lo he hecho al revés. No, sí, a las 2 Irish Time, a las 3 en la hora española. Creía que era una hora menos, al revés. Bueno, os esperamos con más y el próximo lunes. Un abrazo grande, que estéis todos muy bien. See you soon, bye.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Thank you.